Accessing top secret file. File initiated.
At this moment, you're getting very excited and very comfortable. I want you to think about why you've come here. You think you are here because you have chosen to indulge your foot fetish. But really, your foot fetish is here to indulge you. Make sure your eyes are closed and that you're not thinking of anything except the here and now. Notice how your breathing deepens automatically when I tell you it does. Like a puppet off its strings, your body goes slack, slack. Relish the feeling. Are you falling or are you floating? Either way, I'm going to transform you into the wanton, perverted foot slave you thought you were. Your fetish up to this point has been a lie. Inconsequential. Lightweight. You only thought you loved feet, but you didn't. You weren't serious about them. You didn't love them. You have done a grave disservice to the feet of women everywhere, failing to worship them properly. But that's going to change. Release the breath now, exhaling, surrendering to me the last strongholds of your mind. Now, hold the breath for a count of 3, 2, 1. Now inhale. And again, release the breath for a count of 3, 2, 1. And release. Keep going. In a little while, you may start to feel breathless or lightheaded. You begin to wonder if this breathing pattern is healthy for you. But I challenge you not to think, not to wonder, to instead focus and surrender to the power of female feet. Naked feet, clothed feet, dry feet, wet feet, hosed feet, heeled feet, long feet, short feet, arched feet, flat feet, everywhere, feet, feet.
Feeling lightheaded yet?
before you discovered the immense beauty and power of a woman's feet, were you even alive at all? Were you a man at all? In the absence of a foot fetish, was your sexuality even real? You think you have a limit. You think you have a breaking point. But I'm here to tell you that this notion isn't true and never was. There is absolutely no limit to your love of female feet or what you would do in order to get close to them. Sink down into the depths of your mind, forsaking all thought. Let go of everything you think you know about yourself and your limitations. If you surrender your all to me, I will allow you to breathe normally and comfortably.
Feeling lightheaded yet?
Repeat after me. I am a perverted foot slave, Goddess Athalia. I never come harder than when it's on a pair of feet. Good boy. Now let's do another. I drool when I think about feet, Goddess Athalia. I cannot overcome my addiction. Good boy. Now you may take a deep breath. Let it go at your own pace. I know you are very grateful to me for letting you breathe. That is why you do my bidding without thinking twice of it. You know that seeing your life completely ruined by feet is good and pleasant to me. You surrender your sex and service to feet. You come so hard for them, generously and wetly for them. You scatter your seed over perfect, painted toes. Coming so hard, you almost black out. I know that sometimes you like to fantasize that you're a normal man. At times, you even think that you behave like one. But you are not a normal man. You are an unrepentant foot fetishist. When given the choice, you'd rather erupt between a pair of feet than a pair of tits. Thrusting your cock through the smooth arches, letting the wrinkles provide tightness and friction. And we both know that fucking pussy is great, but it's at its very best when there's a pair of feet on your chest, a set of toes in your mouth, licking and sucking and filleting her toes as you thrust your cock inside her. Normal men don't think this way, but that's what sets you apart, foot pervert. Sure, you masquerade as a proper man, a man of dignity and self-control, and you would almost have everyone fooled if not for your crippling foot fetish. It tells on you, not only in private, when the first thing you notice about a naked porn star or partner is her feet. It's as though your dick is directly linked to feet, isn't it? For you, the heights of ecstasy are found in coming to the most gorgeous feet. But even in public, this remains true. You can't hide it. Literally. It's as if your mind is programmed. To zero in on beautiful feet out in the wild. The unfortunate and embarrassing result? You're rock hard in an instant, cruelly forced to show the world what a pervert you are. You thought your condition was bad? Now it's only getting worse. You can't even perform sexually unless feet are involved. Even if you are looking at her face, you're thinking of her feet. What it would be like to lick them, to come on them, to spread your seed between her toes. When you cry out with the shock and thrill of an especially satisfying orgasm, she thinks it's her pussy that's done the trick. But we both know that it was her feet. Feet have a strong hold on you, one that cannot be easily broken. In fact, it grows stronger and stronger every day. You ought to be ashamed, and you are. But shame only serves to drive you deeper and deeper into your obsession with feet. There is no penance, no forgiveness for your unholy love of feet. You're out of control. All day, every day, for beautiful female feet. You worship them. You crave them. And too much of them is never enough. Your entire thought stream, from wake to sleep, is nothing but a dirty fucking parade of feet. You would love that, wouldn't you? A literal foot parade. Hundreds, if not thousands of women, and twice as many gorgeous feet, parading before you for your pleasure. Watch them walk, skip, run, point, flex, and curl. Naked toes, painted toes, pantyhosed, or beautifully bare. You watch appreciatively as they go by, beating your dick in honor of feet. Nothing gets you off as quickly or ferociously as feet. You can't hide what you are in front of the ladies of the foot parade. They know you worship them. They know the power that they hold over you. They know that you are deeply perverse and out of control. Your foot addiction has cost you, and it's poised to cost you even more. There is nothing you can do to rein it in or get hold of it. Nothing at all. You see, the only way for you to overcome your foot fetish and restore some kind of balance to your fevered, addled mind is to lean into it and let it overtake you completely. Your addiction to women's feet is bigger and more important than you. It alone dictates how hard you come, how sexually aroused you get, and what you think about all day. It's like I said at the beginning, your foot fetish is here to indulge you, not the other way around. Beautiful, sexy, erotic female feet have been weakening men like you for eons. For ages they have been bringing much greater, much stronger willed men than you to their knees. So, you must fully understand that you never stood a chance. There is no scenario, no reality, no universe in which you would not kneel like the slave that you are and beat your Peter raw for smooth heels, high arches, perfect toes, and delicate ankles. You were born a foot slave, and you will die a foot slave. This obsession is your lot. You have no shame when asking a woman if she would allow you to humbly fuck her perfect feet. You cannot resist the embarrassing urge to ogle women's bare feet in public. An innocent trip to the beach is a practical orgy in your fetish-addled mind. Bare female toes, digging into hot sand, kicking in the water, tempting you until a tent forms in your shorts, and you're leaking pre-cum and appreciation. Could you even make it through a yoga class? Gloriously naked female feet, twitching and flexing with the effort of holding poses. I'll bet your cock would salute. You cannot overcome your foot-loving impulses. You cannot be made clean of your desire to fuck and suck them. But what you can do is accept that your mind is now completely ruined for feet and watch your life unfold into the chaotic, foot-loving purr-fest it was always meant to be. Now, fully awake and back in the room in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Transition.